And good morning. That was the Blind Boys of Alabama with This Might Be the Last Time. My name is Nick. This is To a Certain Degree on WPRK Winter Park, Florida. We do this every Monday from 7 to 9 a.m. Have some guests, not have some guests. Today I have a guest. Good morning, Miller.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
It's early.
I'm happy to be here.
Good. I'm glad to have you here. It's pretty early. You've had a lot of coffee so far?
Yeah, ton.
Ton of coffee.
Ton of caffeine.
Good, 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 good.
Of course.
So you're literally bouncing off the walls. That's good. So we're going to do a couple of things. We're going to let the listeners get to know you a little bit better. We're going to do a little video or audio. And then we're going to talk about sort of a special edition of To a Certain Degree. We're going to do sort of pop culture Comic-Con going-ons. Because I really want to get your perspective on some of the news that came out of it, some of the interesting things that were announced, some of the footage. I'm not going to make you watch it. I'm no spoilers. Can I say that?
Okay.
No spoilers, but it was some pretty interesting stuff. So we're going to go over that. But first, we need to get to know you a little bit better. Who is Miller?
Me.
Yeah.
I am definitely Miller.
Okay.
Who are you, though?
I have no idea. So, but that's not, it's not about me. It's about you, I think.
Okay.
Okay, good. Okay, so video or audio. This is a very easy game. Basically, I'm going to say some stuff and you're going to say video. Video because video is awesome. You get to see it. It's consistently amazing. It makes your eyeballs happy. Or audio, which is terrible. If you're just listening to something.
So you don't just want to be a radio star. You want to be a TV star, don't you?
I totally want to be a TV star. And, you know, I want to be the first TV star with a face for radio.
I don't think you'd be the first one.
Oh, that's true. There are some pretty radio-ish people out there, aren't there? Yeah, good. Okay, so you ready? So video if you like it, audio if you don't.
Okay.
Okay. Pool baths.
Video.
Okay.
They're convenient.
Yeah, they are. You jump in and get out and you're ready to go. You're ready to go to the ball. I mean, if you're going to a dance or something like that. Okay, how about millennials?
Well, I don't have a problem with them. Video.
Okay, video. LASIK eye surgery. How do you feel about lasers being shot at people's eyeballs?
Well, I have a few eye problems and some that I might use LASIK eye surgery on eventually, so... Video
for you. Thank you. Okay, so this is going to be possibly a little before your time. Let me describe Miller. He's about 75 years old. No, I'm just kidding. He is just about to be a teenager, as a matter of fact. So,
hooray.
So MTV, when it played music videos, as a little before your time. But what do you think about that from what you've heard about it?
Video, because Beavis and Butthead.
Okay. How about MTV now?
Audio.
Nice. Comic book movies.
It's becoming audio.
It's becoming audio?
It's slowly degrading into audio.
You think there's too many and the quality is getting a little bit lower?
No, they're just not doing enough original.
Okay.
And DC might be in a
bad
loop.
Way. Okay. And we're going to talk about that later because they did show some interesting things at Comic-Con. Okay. Let's see, reviewing resumes. So you haven't really done this yet, but imagine, you know, you're applying for a job. You have to put everything you are down on a piece of paper. This is who I am. This is what I've done. This is what I know.
Man, that sounds boring. Audio.
Yep. You are completely right about that. Taking a cruise.
Like on a boat?
Yeah. Going on a cruise.
I haven't really been on one, but.
What do you think?
Being on a boat for like a week? No, that's audio.
That's audio. Too much boat. Jerky. Any kind of jerky.
Audio because it gets stuck in my teeth.
Okay. Very good. And then what about reading on a tablet? Do you prefer books? Do you prefer reading on a tablet? Are you like, I'm good with either one? Reading on a tablet.
I prefer audiobooks. But
audiobooks.
If I had to choose, I'd do reading a book.
Reading an actual book.
So, unless it's on a Nook or something.
So, a book on a Nook?
Oh, yeah. That's why they named it the Nook.
Okay. So, but that's a tablet. So,
I prefer everything.
Okay, perfect. You have no preference there. Well, thank you for letting us get to know you a little better. What would What are three words you would use to describe Miller in the future when he's thinking about his past?
Whoa, that's interesting.
Nice. Okay, so we're going to play a couple of songs here, and then we're going to come back and talk about Comic-Con and some other stuff. So I thought this was appropriate with the movie coming out soon of Suicide Squad.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that one?
If it's bad, then I have no hope for DC. If it's good, then there will be hope for DC.
Okay.
So this is the movie that's going to decide it for me, but I'm not going to see it.
Right, because it's rated R. So we're going to hear Psycho Killer and Walls here on WPRK Winter Park, Florida. And then we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about comic book stuff with Miller. Thanks, Miller.
Thank you.
All right. Run, 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 run. Hey, Miller. Don't run away.
Okay.
Okay. Good morning. Welcome back to a certain degree. It's really hard to say. Welcome back to a show named To a Certain Degree. My name is Nick.
I'm Miller.
Hey, good morning, Miller.
Hey.
Hey. We just heard from the Shout Out Louds. That was Walls. Before that, Talking Heads with some classic Talking Heads. That was Psycho Killer. And the reason I played that, Miller.
Yeah.
Suicide Squad.
Mm-hmm.
Very excited about some of the stuff I saw from Comic-Con and just like kind of pop culture Comic-Con update for anybody who's out there who may not have seen the stuff yet.
Uh-huh.
Suicide Squad came out with their final trailer. It's coming out in a couple of weeks, I think, the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And what was interesting about it is I think everything up till now has made it seem like Joker was the bad guy in it.
Yeah.
And it turns out that there's a bigger bad in it that they're going after. So the reason they put this team together. So the plot, can you explain the plot a little bit? Are you fully familiar with the what's going on in it?
Kind of.
But basically the government puts together a team.
Yeah, I know that part.
Yeah, so who are they? I mean, not the names of them, but
Joker, Harley Quinn, Deadpool.
Deadshot.
Deadpool. Will Smith.
So basically they put a team together of bad guys.
Yeah.
That are already in jail.
Like
villains. Movie villains.
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
Dr. Octopus.
Yes. Yeah. So they just go from all walks of life and find some
Mario.
Video game heroes, video game villains. Bowser, I think, is a big part of
Nicolas
it.
Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage can be either one. But basically, they go out and the government puts them together. They are supervillains who've been caught and are put in jail, and they're told that they have to do this, they'll get more jail time? I'm not sure. In any case,
they all just escape.
It looks like a pretty good movie. It looks like it's going to be much better than anything that DC has put out so far.
Hopefully.
And it should just be a lot of fun. And that's what I'm hoping. A lot of humor, a lot of action, and a lot of humor action, if you will. So I'm pretty excited about that one. And
yeah.
You're on the fence.
Well, so, I'm not really, I can't see it anyways, so
yeah.
I can't really have an opinion about it.
All right, so let me tell you about a TV show that they're going to do next year on FX. It's called Legion, and it's the first time that the X-Men will be on television. But it's not all the X-Men, it's just one specific one and maybe some of the tertiary characters.
Which X-Men, though?
So they haven't said which one except for one, and the guy's name is Legion. And so this is a pretty interesting character. He is a mutant, just like all the X-Men are, with personalities, split multiple personality disorder. Are you familiar? Like sometimes
yeah.
You're one personality,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes you're another. So each personality of his has different powers. So it's pretty interesting to think about.
Is it going
to
be like a sitcom?
No. So there are a couple of sitcoms coming out. I've avoided the sitcoms altogether. There's one coming out that's about, let's talk about Legion first. It's coming out next year. I'm pretty excited about it. So early next year, I think it's coming out on FX. And I like the fact that it's going to be a TV show. Because I think with movies, for something as complicated and as unique as this, you would have to tell the story too fast to really get into it or get invested in the characters.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very excited that it's a TV show. So some of the other TV shows coming out that are about that, I think one in particular is coming out on NBC this fall, is about an insurance company that is in a world with superheroes. So they have to deal with, oh, this guy saved the train, but he tore up the track, so we have to pay for it now and stuff like that. So I'm not really sure how that's going to go and how funny that can be. But it features Alan Tudyk and a couple of other people.
Wait, so it's like Damage Control, like the old Marvel comics?
Yeah.
I have
that's
one of those.
Kind of what they based it off of, yeah. So what do you think about that one?
Could be good.
Could be good. All right. So we're going to play some more music. And then in the next segment, what we're going to do is talk about a couple of other shows and movies that are coming up. And also, I wanted to check out, I haven't looked yet, but the box office for a couple of these movies, including Ghostbusters. I was curious about that, so we could chat a little bit more about that as well and see how they did this weekend.
Okay.
How's that sound?
Okay.
All right. We're going to play some Solander All Opportunities coming up here on WPRK, Winter Park, Florida. And that was Lizard Kisses from their album In the Morning with Water Tap. And starting us off was Solander with All Opportunities from Monochromatic Memories. Good morning. This is To a Certain Degree on WPRK Winter Park, Florida. My name is Nick, and I'm here with my special guest, Miller. Good morning, Miller.
Good morning.
Lizard Kisses is going out to a special somebody named Yoshi, who's out there, maybe listening, maybe not, who is a bearded dragon. A beautiful, beautiful bearded dragon. So we wanted to talk a little bit about how all the movies did at the box office this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Got a couple more big weekends coming up for the summer season, and then it's pretty much fall, and you'll get some other movies. We'll have the new Star Wars movie coming up. But
Star Trek?
Star Wars Rogue One come out later this year. So that'll be the big blockbuster for the end of the year. But
that looks cool.
Yeah, it does look cool. So Star Trek Beyond, did come out this weekend, made about $60 million over the weekend. That'll change with the reporting and everything. And I've heard some pretty decent things about it. What did you think about the previews and what have you heard about it so far?
I've basically seen nothing about it, but I don't know. It's Star Trek, so it could be anything.
Yeah.
Could be really good, could be really bad, could be kind of more of the same.
Is it something you want to see? Because Star Trek isn't necessarily one that you grew up with. They haven't had a show on for a while, and the movies, the new movies, are really divergent from the original universe.
Well, I don't know. It just hasn't struck an interest.
Yeah. All right, so maybe we see this movie and maybe it's something you get into.
Maybe.
So one of the things they showed at Comic-Con this past weekend, and we're doing a little bit of a Comic-Con roundup, is the new television show, the new Star Trek television show, and it's called Discovery, as it turns out. So they announced it. So it won't be about the Enterprise. It'll be about a ship named Discovery. Mm-hmm. And the only thing they revealed was the look of the ship. So it's very different than the original Enterprise. Still got the round part on it, but the rest of the ship is very different.
Difference.
And it's fine. I think for the most part, people still don't know enough details about it to be, you know, nobody's upset about it, for example.
Yeah, I know. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. So, you're right. Sometimes people get a little bit uppity when there's any kind of difference between the past and the present. And I'm sure some people wanted more of a another Enterprise type of series.
Yeah.
But it's named Discovery, so you would think it's a 5-year mission or they're going out and exploring deep space and stuff like that. So it might be good. I'm still confused as to a couple of things, and I'm hoping they'll announce this relatively soon. First of all, at first they said they were only going to be showing this on some sort of Paramount, streaming service. So you have to pay to get the streaming service,
that's
the only way to get the TV show. But then they also said it was going to be showing on CBS as well. So we'll see.
Okay. Now you have to get 15 different streaming services if you want to watch all your favorite shows.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. So I wasn't too psyched about that. They haven't cast anybody, or at least they haven't announced they've cast anybody yet. So we don't know what the ship makeup is going to be, who the captain is going to be. Is it going to be human, alien? What is it going to be? But the other thing that we don't know is when is it happening? Like, when is the show set? So it's in the original, what they're calling the Prime Universe, the Star Trek Prime Universe, with the original television series. So the movies are outside of the Prime Universe.
Mm-hmm.
The movies took a turn into another parallel dimension for time purposes because they had to reset it. So they explained that in the first movie. So we don't know what time. So is it after Next Generation? Is it before Next Generation? It has to be after the original series because the ship looks a lot more advanced. So there's a lot of people guessing as far as that goes. So I'm still kind of waiting to see, okay, what exactly is that going to look like? Because I'm curious about that. So January 2017, that's coming out. So I guess the question is, am I excited about that? Miller, ask me if I'm excited about that.
Are you excited about that?
Too early to tell. I don't know yet.
Oh, really?
Are you excited about it?
Ask me if I'm excited about it.
Are you excited about it?
I guess I'll watch it. I'm not really that into it, I guess.
All right. How about some, you want to go through a couple of other things that came out? Some announcements?
Sure.
Okay. So this, I think, came out before Comic-Con. They started showing a couple of stills from the new Tick TV show, The Tick.
Are they doing it cartoon or live action?
Live action.
Oh, boy.
Which is really weird. And so they had a very iconic cartoon, which I'll be honest with you is nearly impossible to watch for me because the animation is so bad. Like if you look at 80s and 90s animation compared to, you know, once they were able to start using and incorporating computers into it, mm-hmm. made it a lot smoother. It's pretty bad.
Well, I mean, yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
I mean, look at SpongeBob. Their first seasons are actually really good looking, though.
Yeah. They so, but really that good. Was, that was later on. So that was like late 90s, early 2000s with SpongeBob. I'm talking about the Tick show, I think was from like 94. Maybe even earlier than that.
Yeah.
And it's just very jumpy. It's obviously they made it as cheaply as possible as far as the animation goes.
Yeah.
Super funny, though. And then they did a live action series on Fox with Patrick Warburton. As you can imagine, with his super deep voice, you might know him from all sorts of movies as the guy from Seinfeld. I can't remember his name.
Kramer?
Putty. Putty from Seinfeld. The guy with the really deep voice who does all the voice acting in movies and stuff. He did in B-Movie. He was the poo water guy. So he was great. He looked the part. He sounded the part of the Tick. The new one looks really, really weird. Like the suit looks weird. The guy looks weird. So we'll see how it goes. I think it's going to be on Amazon or something. So if on the excited meter, I'm not excited at all about that one. Here's one I'm trying to keep my expectations low about. This is coming out July of next year. They showed some footage, but they didn't have a full trailer and they don't have it online yet. Spider-Man Homecoming. So they just showed some footage to get everybody excited about it at Comic-Con. And this is coming out, like I said, July of next year. I'm fairly excited about it. What they're describing it as, the guy who is directing it, I can't remember his name, is very much influenced and inspired by the movies of John Hughes. So it's
which ones are those?
The John Hughes is like, if I remember correctly, Ferris Bueller, 16 Candles, all those 80s sort of iconic teenage movies. So I think it's going to be, it could be really good.
Yeah,
but
hopefully it is.
I'm keeping my expectations super duper low because I want to see what it's going to be like. And then just one more quick one, and we'll go to some more music. And I have to actually cue that up. So you're going to have to talk for a second while I cue up the music.
Okay.
Because I forgot to do that. Captain Marvel has gotten cast. Brie Larson is the name of the woman who's going to be Captain Marvel, Carol Danvers, in the movie that comes out. And this is until July 2018. So it's a while yet before that happens. It's too soon to tell how excited to be.
Yeah.
Although she's a fantastic actress, if I remember correctly, she won an Oscar just this past year.
Oh.
So she's a really good actress. But, you know, it's an origin story, all of that stuff. Will they do a good job with it?
I'm not sure. I've never really read Captain Marvel. But from the new universe in the comics, it seems like she's having a really big impact. So I hope it's good because
she's a major character in it, right?
Yeah, she's like the leader of the new Civil War story that they have going on right now.
Is she in the Avengers? Or is she the Ultimates?
No, she's in something. She might not be in a team.
I thought she was the Ultimates. There's so many teams.
I don't know.
I want to be in a team called the Sandwiches. And what we do is we just go get sandwiches every once in a while.
Sounds like an easy job.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's a delicious team. That's what I look for in my teams, is how delicious is it?
So you're saying you could eat your teammates?
That sounds weird. Yeah, now that you say it that way. I look for a team that appreciates deliciousness. Is that better? Okay.
Yeah. Sure.
All right. So let's play a song. Pale Honey. This is going to be Youth on WPRK Winter Park, Florida. And that was Red Vox with Telephone from their album What Could Go Wrong. Before that, Pale Honey with Youth from their self-titled album. Good morning and welcome to A Certain Degree on WPRK Winter Park, Florida. My name is Nick and I'm here with Miller. Good morning, Miller.
Good morning.
Can you believe we're almost done with our first hour?
Nah.
It goes by like, wait, like, there we go. That's got to make for good radio, a bunch of snapping people. So that was a song, a request from Miller. Thanks for requesting that, Miller.
Yeah.
And I want to talk to you about a couple other things that happened at Comic-Con this weekend. The new trailer, a bunch of new trailers dropped, basically.
Mm-hmm.
One of the ones that dropped that I'm pretty psyched about that I think is going to be... am I excited about it? I'm going to tell you this right now before I even tell you what it is. Yes, I'm excited about it.
What is it?
The Lego Batman movie. Here's the thing. It's all comedy. So it's basically taking the Lego movie level of comedy and applying it to the Batman universe. But I didn't know what to expect, right? Like, because the Lego movie was all over. It had Hobbits. It had all the characters that have ever been Legos. It had all sorts of weird plot lines.
Star Wars.
It had Star Wars in it. This is consistently about Batman, and it looks like it's going to be about Batman and his relationship with Robin. And so training Robin, that sort of thing. So it looks silly.
So I'm confused if it's going to be a sequel or a new series.
It's a completely, it's its own self-enclosed universe. But it's the same Batman from the Lego movie.
Oh.
So it looks like it could be one of the best Batman ever. Will Arnett as Batman, I think, was great.
Well, it's probably going to be better than Batman versus Superman.
I actually wrote that in my notes. So thank you for putting that out there. Now, I will say there's one thing that's missing. And I was just talking to someone about this yesterday.
What's missing?
Who is the best voice of the Joker ever in any of the animated stuff?
Animated stuff.
Yeah.
Well, that's easy. Mark Hamill.
Right. So they are not using Mark Hamill as Joker in this one. So I'm a little disappointed, even though it's gone to a Greek guy. Bless you, by the way. Zach Galifianakis will be voicing the Joker in this movie. So I'm good. Greek guys, props to Greek guys out there. Miller?
Yeah.
We got to stay strong, us Greeks.
Sure.
Yeah. You're Greek too.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Are you okay with that?
I'm a Greek and I'm proud.
Thanks for that. So yeah, I'm pretty excited about that. I don't remember when it's coming out. I think early next year. So that should be good. One thing I'm not excited about, and I thought has gotten to be a little ridiculous, is they unveil like every little thing about a movie, right? Like, here are some stills from the movie and fans go crazy and try to like look at it with, they zoom in and try to find clues as to who's this and who's that.
Put them in spectrograms.
Yeah.
It makes a smiley face.
Yeah. So
Illuminati confirmed.
Exactly. What I'm not too excited about when they do stuff like that are the logos for the movies. I just don't get it. Like, don't make a big deal out of unveiling your movie logos.
Whoa.
So they did that with some Marvel movies, Black Panther, Captain Marvel.
Those have been out, haven't they?
But I guess they redid them.
Huh.
So it's like, I think I'm fine with it.
Come on.
Thor Ragnarok looks bizarre. It looks like this weird 80s movie logo, as does Guardian of the Galaxy Volume 2. But that's on purpose because I think of their little throwback awesome mix Volume 2 thing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was a little bit weird. I'm not psyched about that stuff. I wish they would cut that out. So we got a lot more to talk about. There's a lot more to talk about that happened at Comic-Con. that we can discuss, and we'll play some 20 questions. We'll do some bad business ideas. And anything else you want to talk about? Arm wrestling? Dancing? Chicken pot pie?
What else was at Comic-Con?
Oh, there's a lot of other stuff. So let me just hit it real quick. King Arthur, Kong Skull Island, Justice League, Wonder Woman.
Oh, yeah, I saw the Wonder Woman trailer.
The Defenders, and there was some news about Pokemon Go.
Yeah?
Pokemon Go, Pokemon went to Comic-Con.
Yeah?
Yeah,
we're going to talk about that.
Well, we're going to talk about that next hour. This is called a tease.
You're a tease.
Yep.
I don't even know.
No, you don't.
I got to know ahead of time.
Okay, I'll show you ahead of time. Hold it, but we're going to play a song right now. It is going to be Plumage with Menomina on WPRK, Winter Park, Florida. Menomina.
No.
Menomina.
Just play the song.
Menomina.
Play it.
I really like that song. That's Nickel Creek with Ode to a Butterfly from their self-titled album. Before the break, we heard from Menomina with Plumage from their album Moms. Good morning. My name is Nick. You're listening to a show called To a Certain Degree on WPRK Winter Park, Florida. We do this from 7 to 9 every week, I think. 7 to 9 every week on Mondays. That sounds right, right?
That's right.
That is correct. Great. I have Pokemon Go on the brain, so I can't think of anything else but that. My special guest is Miller. Good morning, Miller.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in today.
You're welcome.
So Miller is my special guest today for a couple different reasons. One is because he is an expert on all things pop culture.
And the second reason is because your other guest ditched.
Well, I don't like to consider it that way, but yeah, that is the second reason, though.
That is mostly why I'm here.
And I wanted to talk about Comic-Con stuff. No one else will talk to me about this stuff.
Nerd.
You also, what?
Nerd.
Yeah, thanks. You also know more about Pokemon Go than I do, so I appreciate that. So, do you want to talk about that first, and then we'll get back to 20 questions?
Well, you have the news.
I have the news. Okay, so a couple of things happened this weekend. There was apparently a panel, a Niantic panel at or Pokemon Go. Niantic is the name of the company, so everyone who plays Pokemon Go is familiar with the name of this company now. And so they came out with the designs for the team leads for each of the different teams. So there's Valor, Mystic, and Instinct.
Can I just say, Valor is the best team. Uh-huh. Instinct is the worst team. I kind of respect Mystic, but I don't respect Instinct.
So Valor is red. That's our team, and we're the best.
That's the best, clearly.
Mystic is blue.
Mm-hmm.
And so we respect them, but they're, still second to us. And yellow is kind of the Hufflepuff of the Pokemon Go world.
Yeah, they're kind of like,
just there.
Yeah.
Dial tones.
We're here.
Sorry if there's any Team Instinct people out there.
You made a mistake. File like a request in Niantic to join Team Valor.
Okay. So they had this panel at the San Diego Comic-Con. Bunch of people showed up. Apparently there was a rumor that they were going to release a Legendary there. Did not happen.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah.
I don't know how they're going to do Legendaries.
So just some quick hits that they talked about on the panel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to go over it with you and see what thoughts you have. There are Easter eggs that nobody's found yet.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know what that means. If it's something in the functionality or something out there that's still out there. They are planning ways to customize the Pokestops. Not a lot more details than that, but maybe do a little bit more with them. Maybe consistently.
Doing sponsorships.
Sponsorships or lures something like that. Pokemon centers are coming. So maybe where you can go and interact with other players, maybe trade, maybe do stuff like that.
Oh, I'm excited for trading. That would be
cool. More functionality added to the gyms, though the specifics aren't clear. You and I have both tried fighting in the gyms, and it's not great. It's not the best experience.
The battles are good. My phone's just too terrible to handle it. So I've literally done nothing in gyms.
Maybe I'm being critical of the gyms because it just seemed like a button masher to me.
No,
but
it's good.
Yeah, maybe it's not bad that it's simplified in terms of the combat. That you don't have any
it's not turn-based.
Yeah, or you don't have any crazy, up, down, left, left, right, left kind of crazy moves and stuff like that. So I take that back. Let's see. Niantic says the game is about 10% of what they want it to be.
Oh, I really hope.
So they're going to build out quite a bit more.
I really hope they put in an achievement for crashing a billion times, because I'd have already gotten that 10 times over.
Yeah, there's no reward for that. They're still discussing breeding, but nothing is concrete or in the works yet. I think that makes it complicated. I'm not even sure what that means.
Well, it's like instincts all about how they're hatched, how Pokemon are hatched, which is kind of stupid, but yeah.
Okay, fair enough. The legendary birds are tied to the teams in some way. So in the designs of each of the logos, there's a legendary bird. So we'll find out about that as well. They know about the three-step glitch, but there's no word on when they're going to fix it. So
three-step?
So when you see the Pokemon that are near you, sometimes it shows them as getting closer.
It only shows three steps.
It only shows three steps for the most part. And it looks like legendaries are not going to be released until after the game has been released in all regions, which makes sense because then you can have more consistency in what everybody gets. Because you don't want one region to be behind. Everybody else, it won't be as fun. So that's it. And I'm really enjoying playing it. And I think that, so everyone's talked about it, right? Like you mentioned that it's been all over the news and everything else. So what is there really to say about it?
It's a good game.
It's a good game. Anything else?
I like it as much as I'm harping on it. I really like it. I think that it's getting a lot of publicity just because of how unique it is and the potential of it. People are making it seem like a bad thing, even though it really is just a good thing.
Well, and some stuff has come up, like just, you know, in general, be careful. Don't Pokemon
don't
go
don't
and
be
drive.
Stupid.
Watch out where you're walking at night. Watch out where you're walking in general.
It's not Pokemon Go's fault that you hit the police car.
Right, in Baltimore, absolutely. And so I think the thing that I would take away from it, again, it's been talked about to death, so I'm not going to talk about a lot of the stuff as far as it applies to business and stuff like that, or how widely adopted it's been. It's been great. But I think that what that tells me is it's nice because it's not that competitive of a game. Like you can talk about the teams.
It's a very competitive game.
Really not against each other, though. Like, let me just say this and see what you think. You and I could go back and forth all day long, and me and other people can go back and forth all day long. Well, what level are you? Oh, that's cute. I'm 11 and you're only 4 and stuff like that. When really you should be encouraging the other person because they're not taking anything away from you by being on the same level as you or higher. So instead of saying that, you should say, oh my gosh, that's awesome. Good job.
No, what you should say, if they're not on Team Valor, then you should just ignore them and run away.
Okay. So that's sage advice for Miller. So Miller, let's learn a little bit more about you. You want to continue with video or audio? Okay. So just a reminder to everybody out there, we play this game every week. We call it a different thing every week. This week it's video or audio. And video is good. Video is nearly 3 dimensions. It's got everything that audio does, but more. And, you know, it's way more engaging than audio. Audio is just for your ears. And let's face it, your ears, filthy. They're disgusting, wax-filled things that nobody wants to look at or go into. But eyeballs are beautiful. So video, wonderful.
I think you're kind of contradicting this entire radio show by saying that.
I might be.
Okay.
I think you're right.
Sure. Let's
Having
get on
said
with
that.
It.
Video, you say video if you like it,
yep.
Audio if you don't.
Mm-hmm.
80s nostalgia.
I don't have anything. I don't have like a problem with it.
So video,
I guess.
I think based on the books of Ernest Cline and some other stuff, I think you're pretty much a...
I mean, it makes good media. Makes good media like today. Like the Ernest Cline books, certain video games. It makes it good.
Okay. Theme parks.
Audio. I'm not really a fan of them.
It's funny. We live in Orlando. We rarely go to the theme parks. Professional wrestling.
If I watched it more, then probably video.
Yeah.
But I don't know that much about it, so probably audio.
So what you're saying is you want to watch it more? Because I'm really excited about this prospect of watching professional wrestling with you.
Like, John Cena's not in it anymore, so I'm not sure.
I don't know if he is or not.
He might be.
Okay.
He's just not at the top.
Do it yourself soda. So the soda that you actually make, you put in the syrup.
I really like soda bubbles. In general. The only soda I drink is LaCroix, so audio.
Okay. Talking politics with family.
that can get fun because I know so little about it, so video.
Okay. So you like just needling other people, especially family members sometimes? How about coffee? How do you feel about coffee?
I'll have hot chocolate, but have no coffee.
Try some coffee right now.
No. No. Oh, no, I'm drinking it. Gulp, gulp. Oh, I hate it. Audio.
Okay, perfect. So speaking of things you can drink, shampoo and conditioner in one.
You can't. Okay.
So as a drink.
As a drink.
Yeah.
Definitely video.
Okay.
I mean, like, now, it makes your breath smell super good.
Right. And you burp bubbles all the time.
Burp bubbles.
Okay. And then for washing your hair.
Audio. It's a so like.
You want that stuff separated, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Flip-flops.
Well, it'd be kind of weird if I said audio because I'm wearing some right now.
Okay, so that's a video for you. What about flip-flop tan lines?
I hate them.
Yeah,
audio.
Yeah, I get those.
I have some right now. Quite a bit.
I get those all the time.
It's a Florida
curse.
Plague.
Curse and a blessing. Miller, how about colonizing Mars? How do you feel about that?
It made for a good movie.
Yeah.
Two good movies.
Yeah. So would you go or are you behind the idea of colonizing Mars?
I don't care.
You don't care?
If I get to like bring my stuff and some friends come with me, then sure.
So there's a bunch of Pokemon Go gyms on Mars that no one has right now. So you could colonize. By the way, it's called the Red Planet.
Oh, yeah.
For Team Valor. So you may have to go for Team Valor.
Yeah.
Okay.
For Team Valor.
So that's a video for you. All right, and macaroons or macarons, those little cookies with the stuff in the middle.
I like them. They're all right.
Okay. So video on that one?
Yeah, sure.
All right, so let's play some music. We're going to play some loungy music.
Video.
Thank you for that. You can stop doing that, by the way.
Audio.
Oh, my gosh. Miller.
You know what I think of Team Instinct? Audio.
Miller, is my hair okay?
HD television.
All right. So we're going to hear from Ernie Freeman Combo. We're also going to hear a little Neil Hefti and his orchestra from the old Batman series because we're going to talk about Justice League here in a moment. But first, the Ernie Freeman Combo with Mountain Greenery on WPRK Winter Park, Florida.
The best in basement radio.
And the voice of Roland's call.
The voice of Roland's call. You already said that, though.
Oh, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't think I did.
Sure.
The best in basement radio. And the voice of Roland's call.
Yeah, you said that.
Oh, yeah. Neil Hefti and his orchestra with Señorita Boobam from one of his many albums, but that was from the all the soundtrack music from the original Batman television show and movie. And starting us off was the Ernie Freeman Combo with Mountain Greenery. Again, that was from a lot of different compilations, lounge-related compilations, but you can find it on Desafinado, One Mint Julep Lounge. This is To a Certain Degree. My name is Nick. We're on WPRK Winter Park, Florida. We do this every Monday from 7 to 9 a.m. And my special guest this week, Miller John.
Hello.
Oh, okay. That was a...
I'm trying a new method of talking into the microphone, but it's not working, so
stop. No, it was very interesting. I like that you're experimenting. I like that you're trying, though. That's good. So thanks for coming out this morning. We're doing a special sort of pop culture-y Comic-Con kind of show. We've been talking about new movies coming out all over the place and some other stuff like that. So pretty fun so far.
Mm-hmm.
Only about a half hour left, so we've got some more music to play. But now I want to turn to the DC universe. It's gotten some very bad reviews as far as Batman versus Superman. Man of Steel came out back in 2012, I think, maybe 2013. And
I think what people didn't like about it was it tried to take itself too seriously.
It was very different than the Marvel universe. And I think they did that on purpose. And I think that's smart. Like, they can't be just the Marvel universe again with different superheroes.
Yeah.
But it was a little too serious. It was a little too inconsistent character-wise for what Superman is. So everyone had very high hopes. I had very high hopes for Batman versus Superman. And I'll be honest with you, I haven't even seen it yet because it just got so universally panned that I didn't want to. It just didn't seem like something that I wanted to see.
Poor Ben Affleck.
Poor Ben Affleck.
He was the best part of the movie.
Yeah, I heard Batman and Ben Affleck plays Batman. Hopefully that's not a spoiler for people. And Wonder Woman was pretty well received in the movie as well. I think that I think overall, though, it plot-wise, it was lacking.
Mm-hmm.
So what they've done now is they've been working on the Wonder Woman movie. So next year is going to be the year of DC. Next year is going to be make or break for DC.
Yeah.
Because Justice League is coming out November of next year. Wonder Woman is coming out June of next year. So they've got two movies back to back.
That could be a good movie. That could be a good movie if they try to play it unique.
Which one?
Wonder Woman.
Yeah, and it looks like they are. So they came out with, the first trailer. Did you watch that?
And so,
yeah, and I'm trying to figure out. I'm fairly excited about it, but I don't know exactly what's happening. So it's set in the past.
It seemed almost like the main character wasn't even Wonder Woman. It was like a...
Steve Trevor.
Yeah, that guy.
Played by Chris Pine, who is Captain Kirk in the new movies, the new Star Trek movies. Yeah, so he's sort of in this movie as well. But what I don't necessarily understand is she's obviously in modern day because she's part of Justice League. She was in Batman versus Superman. This looks like World War One.
Yeah.
Where classic to the original Wonder Woman tale is she finds Steve Trevor on the beach on their island, their secret island. It's the first man she's ever seen. She nurses him back to health, and then she somehow gets involved in the ins and outs, the wars of humans.
Mm-hmm.
But what I didn't get from the trailer, and I watched the full trailer, was why does she get involved? Like, who's the big bad in all this?
Feminism.
I don't think that's a big bad on any level, but
feminism.
Okay, thanks for that. I don't know why. I don't know what her motivation is, so I'm waiting to hear a little bit more about that. That's why I'm not super excited about it. Switching over to Justice League, though. So, what did you think overall? You said you want to see that movie?
Yeah, I guess. Wonder Woman? Yeah, oh yeah, Wonder Woman, yeah. I'd see. I'm not so sure about Justice League.
So what they're doing is they heard a lot of the critiques, and so this wasn't a trailer, it was just footage that they basically did tie up, and it looked like a little bit of a trailer. They included a couple of funny moments, so that was important to them because they're being hit for being way too serious in the DC universe, also known as the DC Murderverse. So it looked pretty good. It was Batman interacting, or Bruce Wayne interacting with Flash, and then with Aquaman. So I thought what was consistently interesting is they tried the humor to show that, and then they tried to make Aquaman look like, you know, an action hero, like, you know, because obviously he's portrayed super friend style in a lot of places as, oh yeah, he's the guy who can talk to fish and hold his breath underwater,
ooh,
or whatever.
Woo.
Yeah, so, but, I mean, with
Secret Identity going to be Michael Phelps?
It's going to be Michael Phelps, absolutely. And he's going to swim, talk to fish, the whole nine yards. But it looks like it's going to be interesting, to say the least. So
yeah,
we'll see what goes on with that.
We'll see. I hope it's good.
You know who I wanted to see more of? There was, by the way, zero Superman in the footage they showed.
No Superman and no Green Lantern?
Green Lantern's not in this. Green Lantern's not in this.
They put Aquaman in it and not Green Lantern. Come on.
So they're not quite ready to bring back Green Lantern yet after the Ryan Reynolds movie a few years ago.
That's so stupid.
Yeah. So they'll bring him back. If it does well, they'll bring him in, I'm sure, in the future. But Superman, he's in the movie because he's in all the shots, in the promo shots, but he wasn't in any of the footage because basically Batman is trying to put together this super team because he feels like something bad is coming. Mm-hmm. And so that's the idea behind it. So who I wanted to see, who they didn't show much of, was Cyborg.
Oh, yeah, they're putting him in?
Yeah. So he's in it. And I think one of the reasons they couldn't show too much of him is he's going to be almost fully CGI. So because of his, I don't know that it's going to be a lot of prosthetics. I think it's going to be a lot of CGI in it. So we'll see how that goes. But I'm looking forward to seeing a little bit more of him before I really cast my dispersions on that one.
Honestly, there's not much I'm excited about from Comic-Con this year. It's kind of like everything we've been expecting and everything new has kind of been like, eh.
Well, and I was looking at this. The big reveal that they came out with this year was there was a movie they were working on called The Woods. Everybody knew it as The Woods. Everybody working on it knew it was called The Woods.
Uh-huh.
And they even came out with posters called The Woods. But guess what?
What?
It's not The Woods.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's a sequel to The Blair Witch Project, which has some ties to Central Florida. It was made by some UCF alums and some students at UCF. Uh-huh. But it looks super frightening. And it's a found footage type of thing. And
oh, boy.
Horror movie. Once you get into horror movies, Miller, I think it might be good.
Okay.
So we'll see. We'll see about that. Anything else you took away from the... Let's talk about Wonder Woman again real quick. Anything else you took away from the Wonder Woman trailer?
Feminism.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Feminism.
All right, so let me ask you this. What does that mean to you? What do you think that means?
Feminism. Don't get offended. Anybody who's listening who may or may not be a feminist. It's a movement.
Do you consider yourself a feminist?
I don't know. I don't really like feminism.
Why?
It's the movement in itself is kind of unnecessary. A lot of the stuff they think they're fighting for is not. It's already been solved. It's more of just an ideology now. And it's kind of becoming like kill all men or something.
I don't think so. I think that's feminism or maybe a branch of it to the extreme.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But I think that the general, if you're thinking of yourself as a man, mm-hmm. right, which you are, yeah. and I am, then the way I think of feminism is making sure that everybody has the same opportunities. Everybody has the opportunity to do, you know, everything that everybody else can.
That's just like basic human decency. I don't think it's necessarily feminism because...
I think, you know, sometimes you have to call attention to something like that because there is a lot of, thinking, or there's a lot of consistent thinking that goes the other way, right? Like sometimes you have to be extreme on this side because everything else is still over here and you want to get it to the middle. Okay. I think we could talk about this a little bit more, but I it's not kill all men. That's not what feminism is all about.
I'm not saying it is. It's like, it's weird. It's a movement and an ideology all in one.
Yep.
It's like, because it's a movement, because a lot of people don't agree in it. And so
that's true.
Like,
so there's a lot of definitions.
Extremes and then not extremes and then all in the middle.
So everybody takes away something different. Like I interpret it completely differently than you do. And that's fine. We can totally do that. And you don't have to consider it right, wrong, or indifferent or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's your basic human right, if you want to put it that way. But what I think that, you know, having a sister and having a mom and having other people in your life that I would say that you need to consider their perspective too. You need to be able to walk in somebody else's shoes. So maybe it's not feminism. Maybe you need to consider yourself a humanist.
I consider myself like just somebody who, like, I don't think feminism has a monopoly on saying that all people should be treated equally and all people should have the same opportunity.
Correct.
I think it's kind of become that. But, yeah. I don't intend to be sexist.
Okay. All right. I'll take that into, I'll take that answer. So let's play some more music since we got off topic quite a bit there.
Yeah.
This is Love and Rockets with Sade on WPRK, Winter Park, Florida. And good morning. Welcome back. That was Christopher O'Reilly with a cover of Karma Police from Radiohead, of course. That was from the album True Love Waits. Christopher O'Reilly plays Radiohead. And starting us off was Love and Rockets, a little bit of a different track for them. No vocals. Seventh Dream of Teenage Heaven is the name of the album, and that was Sade. Good morning. This is To a Certain Degree. My name is Nick, and I'm here with my very special guest, Miller.
Hello.
Hello, Miller. We time has flown. We don't have time for much more.
Oh, well.
Will you come back in the future?
Yeah,
in
I
the
guess.
Future? Can
sure.
you see into the future? A little bit?
Sometimes.
How does it go?
If I drink enough coffee, if I get enough caffeine in my system, then yeah. I can do anything.
I'm glad you don't drink anything caffeine that often. So we're going to wrap it up here with a couple of things. One thing I wanted to talk about were there was a lot of trailers that dropped this weekend because of Comic-Con. So we've been talking about mm-hmm. Comic-Con all day and some of the interesting news and other things that came out of it. So one of the ones that they dropped a new one, they already announced this. Everybody's in the Potterverse is pretty excited about it.
Oh, boy.
Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. Let me ask you this.
That looks like a good movie.
I'm nerdy. I like a lot of geeky sci-fi fantasy stuff.
Yeah.
Is it okay that I'm not into the Harry Potter cinematic universe all that much?
Yeah, you don't have to be into anything to be considered a nerd. That's just kind of that's stupid.
Yeah, but in general, like it hits really on like, all the high points, like uh-huh. magic, the kid who, you know, didn't know he had magic powers and he has magic powers. So it's kind of like Luke Skywalker in that vein.
Mm-hmm.
I just, there's so much to it. It's so big and convoluted and complicated.
I don't like it beyond the first two or three movies.
Yeah.
Like,
and I read three or four of the books.
Actually.
The books were good. Did you read the books?
I read up till like five.
Yeah.
I liked the first one. I liked the third one. And I liked the fourth one.
Yeah,
and then,
I have no idea which ones those are, but.
Sorcerer's Stone, Prisoner of Alabama, and Goblet of Really Warm Coffee.
Yeah. So I can see why you would like that one. So am I excited about it? Meh.
I think it's going to be because Harry Potter got complicated. This is a reset.
Yeah, so maybe it will be
good. I'm going to like it.
Okay, so maybe it will be good. So we'll come back to that one. Sometime in the fall, it's coming out. So... Mm-hmm. Save. We'll have low expectations going in. How's that? King Arthur is getting a remake, which I'm kind of excited about. Again, another sword and sorcery kind of thing. But this time brought to you by the guy who did the more recent Sherlock Holmes films with Robert Downey Jr. He did a lot of those fun movies from the late 90s, I think early 2000s, like Snatch, Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels. Guy Ritchie. So it really looks like he got back. He did that Man from U.N.C.L.E. movie, and I fell asleep during it, so I'm not really sure if that was any good. But overall, his cinematography, his use of humor in the movie, like that really came through in the trailer. So I'm kind of excited about it.
They kind of need to make it Monty Python style.
Not quite Python, but yeah, close to it.
Because that's the only way like it's going to be original.
Right. So that's coming out in March of next year. So I'm kind of excited about that. I think it's also cast very well. It's got a great cast in terms of who's playing it. So the guy from Sons of Anarchy is playing Arthur. They've got Jude Law as the bad guy, which I think he can pull that off. And then last but not least, this one was really, really bizarro to me. Actually, let me take that one back. I'll do that one in a second. I did want to talk about real quick Pacific Rim 2. They didn't come out with any footage. They haven't started shooting it yet, but they are making that movie.
So I like the first one. It was actually better than the Godzilla one.
The more recent Godzilla.
Yeah, like 2014, 2015.
Yeah, because Godzilla was barely in the movie. It was mostly about the people.
Yeah. I think Pacific Rim told a good story.
And it was silly, fun, popcorn action.
Yeah, it was. Right? That's what it was supposed to be. It did a better job than Godzilla, ironically.
Right. And anything that Charlie Day is in, I just love when he's playing basically himself or the character from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Danny DeVito?
Danny DeVito was not in it.
Oh, Charlie they make, Day Danny is the DeVito
like, another scientist?
No, he's going to be the villain. He's going to be the big, bad monster dude. That
he could be a kaiju?
Yeah.
He transforms into a kaiju?
Are they calling it Atlantic Rim?
No, they're not. They're still in the Pacific. So we're still good over in Florida.
Yay.
But a movie that reminded me a little bit of the more recent American Godzilla movie, because they're coming out with another Japanese Godzilla coming up here fairly soon. Kong Skull Island. They came out, it's a new King Kong movie. They came out with a new trailer. Excellent cast, Samuel L. Jackson, John Goodman, Alison Brie. The guy whose name I can never remember that played Loki in the Thor movies. Tom Hiddleston, thank you. I am not sure what this movie is all about.
Like,
I do not understand. It had this, so they're going to the island, but it's not just like explorers. It's like the army going to the island. And John Goodman's has a little bit of a soliloquy in it where he's talking about he wanted to prove that monsters really exist.
So it's like Jurassic Park 2, where they go back to the island.
I feel like it's more like Avatar. It had a very Avatar feel like it to it, where they're trying to keep nature in its place, but then the army guys want to kill it all. So I'm not sure how to feel about it. So I want to see another one. I want to learn a little bit more about the motivations of all the characters because I didn't get that from.
I wonder what the motivation of King Kong is.
Bananas. Right? Isn't that King Kong?
Bananas? That's a stereotype. That's racist.
I could be a little bit of a stereotype for
stereotype.
Gorillas. Is he a gorilla or an ape? I guess it depends.
Yeah, he's
Do you
both.
Even know?
No.
No. See? Now who's the bad person? Still me, probably. Okay, let's play some music. We've got Jellies and Jams coming up. And they're in here dancing. It's a little bit frightening. They're either dancing or they're having a seizure. So we'll go with dancing. We're going to play Phantom Planet with Dropped here on WPRK, Winter Park, Florida.